Welcome everybody, Shir number 1477. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moish Shadayif Ben Rav Zizel Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ram Moish Lirafur Shlemer Fol Avram Nisanel Ben Masha Liba Lirafur Shlemer Tzvi Ben Leia Miriam. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we started going through last Shir, the last two Shirim, sort of an introduction. I wanted to start to move into the actual halachas. Now, we said we're going to be going from the Sefer Klolim. He actually quotes the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchas, a Perek Chaf Tes, which I want to go through a little bit. We'll be going back and forth a little bit here and there. So the two psukim, I'm not going to go through the whole thing again, but we quoted last year, the two psukim in Navi, in Yeshaya. So the parts of the psukim are used for a certain Isurim, right, which we're going to see. The talking, you know, what you're supposed to talk on Shabbos, going and so on. But we'll see what you're allowed to look at. Now, parts of it also, just go through real quickly, which is not really our category, our subject right now, but it's something that we should get to, hopefully, Bezras Hashem, down the line, which is the first part of the Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Shabbos. See, when it comes to the halachas of Shabbos, it's actually split up. For example, everybody knows Mishabruch Chelek Gimel, but it's there's roughly about 101 simonim in Hilchas Shabbos, besides the Haitzah, but the actual quote unquote that everybody knows is Mishabruch Chelek Gimel is around 100, but then it goes into Haitzah, it goes into Erevin, Haitzah, and so on in Chelek Dalet. I'm not going to get into that right now, but so in that Chelek Gimel, it's really again from the Shulchan Aruch. Everybody knows it as the Mishabruch, but it's the Shulchan Aruch. So the first part is the various different halachas, sort of like the positive commandments, as you would call it, making kiddush, lecha mishnah, right, how to dress, so on, and those various different things. There's most of it, anyways, because you have over there Amir La'akim, you have other things also, but the good chunk of it. And the second part, starting from actually Shin Aleph, which is Haitzah, the second part, that is basically the Isurim, Lamates Malachas, and so on. And of course, the first part goes through Shalash Suda, Ismalaf Amalka, and so on. Okay, so it's sort of like split like down the middle. So the first part, quoting from those psukim that we mentioned, just going through a few of the positive commandments, if you want to call it positive mitzvahs, that the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos brings down. For example, number one, he says, so then he says like this, he says, number one in Beis, we read from Aleph, number one in Beis, he says, Kol adinim hamvurim, Perek Zeh, dinim shova bein b'Shabbos bein b'yomtiv. These are the same halachas that would apply for Shabbos, would also apply for yomtiv. First one, he says, mitzvah l'aneg es Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to be misaneg in the Shabbos, l'kadosho, l'chabta, right, to make it holy and to honor it. So that's v'karasa l'Shabbos oineg l'kadosh Hashem mechubad k'shem shemitzvah l'chabed es Hashem es Shabbos ula anga kach mitzvah l'chabed ula anga yomtiv yomim tovim. So it's the same thing basically, Shabbos and yomtiv. I'm just going through it a little bit quickly, so because again we're trying to get to our halachas. So what about Yom Kippur? You say he brings down interesting. We say yomtiv Shabbos. Same. What about Yom Kippur? Then there's no. So how you Masanik the Shabbos with foods, fancy treats, foods, and so on. The Shulchan Aruch goes through over there in the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos. Everybody, right? Many people have learned that you have delicious fancy treats on Shabbos. You're supposed to eat the nice, delicious food. So, what do we do on Yom Kippur, right? How does that come into play? It's because these halachas still apply. So, it brings out very interesting that now coming up Yom Kippur, Shein Ba Lo Yachil of Lo Yashzi, you can't drink, you can't eat. So, how do we sort of like honor Yom Kippur with the words of these psukim? So he says, a mitzvah l'chavda b'ksus nekiyah, to wear nice clothing, nice clean clothing, to have the beds made nice, and have neiros, and the basic nesses, and at home, and so on, but the midrashas, and so on. Okay, so basically you're honoring it, the Yom Kippur, with besides the food and drinks, all the other things also. You're wearing nice clothing, right? Everybody knows you wear your Shabbos tikka begadim, and so we don't wear shoes, obviously, but the Shabbos tikka begadim, you don't go in your weekday clothing. Okay, so these are some various different interesting things that it brings down. The Chibarata he brings on, for example, Malbushcha b'Shabbos k'Malbushcha b'Chol. In other words, on Shabbos we wear special clothing. Everybody knows I have my Shabbos stick of the Godim. I have my Shabbos stick of clothing. So that's part of to be mechabed the Shabbos. Okay, so these were just some interesting things that he brings down from those psukim. Of course, there's a lot more to talk about what, when, and where, how that works. But we'll leave that for now. I want to get into the other parts of it. So okay, so moving right along, he goes like this. Says the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. The pasuk says v'chibarata me'asoyis derechecha. He says shalo yehi hiluchecha b'Shabbos ki hiluchecha b'chol. Right, we're going to see how that works. That a person's going should on Shabbos, walking on Shabbos should not be the same way that they walk during the week. Well, we'll see how that works. Not to run unless one is going to do a mitzvah, to not to take big steps in a rushing type of an action. We'll see exactly what that's all about and how that works. So then he says in conjunction with that, v'chibarta miyaseis derechecha, derechecha eisurim, avol darchei shemayim is mutarim. When it's darchei shemayim, that would be okay. Another thing he brings is all again from the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa. We're just giving we're still in the introduction. It sounds a little bit complicated, but we're still in the introduction. Of course, we'll get into the actual halachas and how they work upcoming shiurim. But first, we're trying to sort of like spread out, you know, and grow the tree and see how what exactly is going on and what it's all about. Okay, so then he says, going on the words in the pasuk Mimtzai Chafsecha, Chafsecha is Isurim, but a person's a person does his ways, his things, right? That is also shlo yasek odom mitzrochav b'Shabbos. A person should not be, you know, involved in his own needs on Shabbos, like whatever the case is, working, taking care of his own things on Shabbos. Mimse chafetzecha is asurim, avo chafse shemayim is mutarim. But being involved in chafse shemayim, like doing mitzvahs, these type of things are mutar in certain instances, and we'll have to see how that works. And what do we mean by doing your needs? Like, what exactly is that all about? And the last thing that he brings down is v'dava davar, the iser v'dava davar that we spoke about, that a person shalo yehi diburcha b'Shabbos kidiburcha b'chol. Which plainly simply means that a person's talking, right, should be different than the week. Shalo yehi diburcha b'Shabbos kidiburcha b'chol. A person's, but they talk about on Shabbos, they're talking in general, should be different what they talk about in the week. And v'dabadav, again, the same thing. Dibur is also, but hearer is mutter. Thinking is allowed, but we're going to see how Mishabura talks about that by hearer. Also, one should be careful, but an actual iser per se would be the actual talking. Like, for example, if somebody talks about business, talks about certain things on Shabbos that are not allowed. So, but if they could sometimes think about the same things, that would be actually mutter, but something one should stay away from. But halacha lemaisa, that would be mutter. But we're going to see, of course, all those halachas as we go down the line. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.